Medicare simply postponing the inevitable choice they must face, pass a clean bill to fund the government, or shut it down. I want to be absolutely crystal clear. Any bill that defunds Obamacare is dead. Dead.
The law is a train wreck, and it's going to raise costs. It's destroying American jobs, and it must go. And let me be very clear. Republicans have no interest in defaulting on our debt. None. Now, there's a common sense principle here. If you're going to raise the debt ceiling, you should work to reduce the deficit and grow the economy at the same time.
Two different versions of what should happen when it comes to a budget. Harry Reid, who is the Senate Majority Leader, and Mr. Boehner, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. And that's where we're at a crossroads once again. October 1st looms. Will we or won't we have a government shutdown? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start. The bill is, and the idea of the Republicans is to defund Obamacare, and it went through smashingly, successfully, the first hurdle. Now there'll be debate on it, and ultimately another vote, and if the vote goes down to defund health care, woohoo, they celebrate in the House. But in the Senate, the reality of that comes crashing down to the earth, because the Democrats will say no, they will vote no, even if it's close. And in the end, the president has the veto power anyway. So this is something that is not happening. And speaking of the president, Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, said this about an extension and the fact that they are willing to compromise and work with the Republicans.
The president has been and is willing to negotiate with Republicans over a broad compromise on budget, on funding and spending. We would be willing to accept a so-called clean CR at current spending levels for several months to allow for continued negotiations over a broader budget deal.
Okay, so we're back to the same tug of war that we seem to have every year, right around this time. It signifies it's fall, the leaves are turning, and Congress is churning out the same old BS. The senator who's trying to push on the other side of this, Ted Cruz, says he'll do anything and everything to defund Obamacare, and says that the way we're headed now with this family feud, which this is what it is, ultimately the threat of a government shutdown, a possible first ever federal default, and the Republicans' idea of repealing Obamacare, he says he will push and drive the train as fast and furious as he has to make sure this is what happened. Senator Mike Lee from Utah, Cruz's partner in a summertime run of the Defund Obamacare TV commercials, was willing to also go the same distance. President Obama's health care law, he says, is not worth causing a shutdown over. The bill is on track to be passed, but the House moves quickly, and the Senate won't move quite as quickly. And everything that's happened in the water under the bridge makes this an intriguing story, not just a necessity for all of us, but a pretty intriguing story when you think of the Russian President Vladimir Putin, and on his side of it, as we stand here with this healthcare stuff, Boehner trying to redirect the political fire back at Obama, which is a rare step for him, accusing him of being ready to negotiate with Putin over Syria, but not engage with the Republicans on raising the nation's debt limit, an issue that could lead to a national default. So we have a 10-day window of uncertainty right in our midst. And that's what it's going to be like for the next week or so as this gets debated over and over and over again. It is Groundhog Day, only we don't know the answer, the ending, I should say, to the story. Getting closer, but we do not know the ending. From the sidelines, peanut gallery point of view, Karl Rove says the GOP is entirely reasonable formula on the debt ceiling. If you go back to 2006, Barack Obama was a freshman senator and led the Senate to prevent the raising. And we've also talked about how confusing raising the debt ceiling can be, and before it was just an automatic deal. So Rove says he has to defend the GOP on this one, saying that the president is trying to extort and he wasn't trying to end the war. That's why go after Obamacare. That's why the push is on to go after Obamacare. Big news, politics aside for a second, politics of a different sort, Texas style. Tom DeLay had a big name in Texas, but also a big name in Washington, D.C. A Texas appeals court has overturned the 2010 campaign money laundering conviction of the former House Majority Leader, saying the evidence in the case was legally insufficient to sustain his convictions. So all judgments were reversed in a 2-1 decision. How about that? You never know what those courts are going to do, and I think the ruling is a smart one for all people concerned in this. And the court proceedings in DeLay's case were delayed a number of times over the years. It seems like this has dragged out forever. At one point, a number of judges recused themselves in the case because of public and political ties. At the time, at least one member of an appeals panel was removed for making anti-Republican comments. Wow. So DeLay, by the time he was convicted, had already signed, or resigned rather, as a House Majority Leader and left Congress. So he resigned in 2005 after a Texas grand jury initially indicted him on conspiracy charges stemming from a campaign finance investigation. So I hope that makes sense to you. He shouldn't be paying any kind of big money, but or he won't be paying any kind of huge money. I guess in the end, the lawyers were the ones that got the big money in this one. Interesting, because DeLay's conviction was overturned. Some of his Republican associates who were charged along with him weren't quite as lucky. All right, coming up, cheap movie review. What are we going to go and see at the movies this time around? Oh, one of them I'm dying to see. I don't know if it's from watching clips of it or what. It's called Rush. Limited release, but it is out there, and I predict that's going to do pretty good with the crowds. The box office numbers should be pretty high. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. A United Nations employee travels the world in a race to stop the zombie pandemic that is toppling armies and governments and threatening to destroy humanity itself. World War Z stars Brad Pitt. Inspired by actual events, a group of fame-obsessed teenagers use the internet to track celebrities' whereabouts in order to rob their homes. The Bling Ring stars Emma Watson. An operative for an elite intelligence firm finds her priorities irrevocably changed after she is tasked with infiltrating an anarchist group known for executing covert attacks upon major corporations. The East stars Ellen Page. Disconnect interweaves multiple storylines about people searching for human connection in today's wide world. Through poignant turns that are both harrowing and touching, the stories intersect with a surprising twist that exposes a shocking reality into our daily use of technology that mediates and defines our relationships and ultimately our lives. Disconnect stars Jason Bateman. Based on the autobiographical novel, this tempestuous 6-year relationship between Liberace and his much younger lover Scott Thorson is recounted. Michael Douglas is fantastic as Liberace in Behind the Candelabra. Stranded on an isolated desert road, two lifelong friends fight for survival as their already strained friendship spirals into knife-wielding madness. Scenic Route stars Josh Duhamel. An American in Indonesia teams up with a Muslim cop to track down a terrorist. Java Heat stars Kellan Lutz and Mickey Rourke. This week's cult classic is one for the computer geeks. Hackers is a non-stop cheese fest and also one of my favourite films of all times. Which is not to say that it's a perfect 10 because it isn't. But it's a great combination of good cheese and pure fun. Suspend all disbelief, it's not about realism. And try not to nitpick. We all know graphics would not have been possible using those old Linux boxes. And we know those archaic modems just couldn't run that fast anyway. That aside, the film is really funny and also takes the time to laugh at itself on a regular basis. I mean, just look at the costumes and then remind yourself you were probably wearing some of that stuff back in 1994 yourself. I know people who mirror just about every character in this film, which also makes it more enjoyable. Hacker stars John Lee Miller, Angelina Jolie, and Matthew Lillard. And watch out for cameos by David A. Stewart from The Eurythmics, Penn Jillette minus Teller, and Latin heartthrob Mark Anthony. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
As always, terrific job, Hackers. I got to check that one out. World War Z, talked about that in the East. I saw both thumbs up. I'd give them a hot 9, meaning they could slide into almost a 10, but I'm like, Jack, it's tough to get a 10 out of me. Brad Pitt was great in World War Z, and it was realistic. It wasn't a creepy zombie movie, really. It sounds funny to say that, but it was pretty good. And The East was an excellent movie. I enjoyed that thoroughly. So there's two good, cheap DVD movie rentals. Do you want to go to the big screen? Hugh Jackman, larger than life, one of the stars of a movie that's being hyped. It's called Prisoners.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Anna, wait until we're invited.
Oh, for God's sake, come on, get the hell in here.
What?
He actually sings in the shower. So
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Can I take Joy to our house?
Wear a hat, please. You're just getting over a cold.
Joy, you wear a hat, too.
Where are your sisters?
I can't find them.
Anna? Joy?
Wait, I checked the entire house. They're not here.
Dad, there was this RV, and they were playing on it. We thought there was someone inside.
You wait here.
I couldn't find them!
Detective Loki.
You have children, detective.
I'm going to find your daughter.
Show me your hands right now!
You put those girls somewhere else.
No.
I know you put those girls somewhere.
He stays in custody until my daughter's found, right?
We have a 48-hour hold on. It ends tomorrow unless we bring charges.
Who charged you with something?
That boy has never been in trouble, not a day in his life.
Well, this thing's clean. I'd start looking in the woods by the rest stop.
The police said they're letting him go today.
What you doing? Tell him! No!
Day 6, and every day she's wondering why I'm not there.
You told us that you could protect us from everything.
Why did you look for my daughter?
Dalek.
What in the world did you do?
Someone has to make him talk, or they're gonna die.
We're not going to help Keller, but we won't stop him either. Let him do what he needs to.
I know you know where they are. Where's my daughter?
Wow, 6-year-old daughter missing. Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, Maria Bello, Terrence Howard, a lot of star power. Ooh, sounds creepy to me. I don't need to see what really could be real life. However, he's popular. It might be a hit at the box office. Battle of the Year. Here's a little bit of that.
A good coach can take his team to the challenge. But a great coach can take any team in any sport to the top.
I'm going to make you a proposition. This right here is Battle of the Year. We created this sport, but now an American team hasn't won in the last 15 years.
I want you to coach my crew.
I was a basketball coach.
These guys are athletes. You can make them champions.
Welcome, gentlemen. This is going to be your new home for the next few months.
What is this place?
It's an old juvenile detention center.
My mom was right. She always said I ended up in a place like this.
Shut up! Practice starts at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.?
Come at 6:01.
You will be gone.
Bitch about my simple rules, you will be gone.
Hey, coach.
Ask some wise-ass question about you will be gone.
you will be gone.
They came from all over the country.
Breaking is like breathing in the double trouble.
I've dedicated my life to this.
One thing I got.
And only battled.
You're half the man I am.
For themselves.
It's about that girl.
You cut one of our best b-boys.
He was the best. Until he showed them another way.
Record books are filled with teams that didn't get along.
It's up to the players to push each other to greatness.
Coach was right. We ain't going nowhere if you two don't get together right now.
We can win this.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think we need a trainer.
Give me the best. She's a girl.
She gets the best.
How about a little one-on-one, baby?
I'm not into boys. I'm into men, so you and I won't have a problem.
This January, the only way we can win is we go in there as a team. When the world's against you.
Check it out, it's the Koreans.
World champs.
It all comes down to one thing.
How's it feel to be a team?
Damn good, coach.
The Olympics of our sport, gentlemen.
You guys are like my brothers.
These are not the same guys that walked through your door that first day.
Make that stage ours. Make that audience ours.
Let's bring that trophy back for America.
Battle of the Year in 3D. 3D!
All right, pretty self-explanatory, and probably we'll find a little bit of an audience. Here's the one I want to see. 2 hours, 3 minutes. Check it out. Rush, rush, rush. We end with this.
The closer you are to death, the more alive you feel.
You change, aren't you?
Yes. Who's that?
It's Niki Lauda. He's just been signed by Ferrari.
He's a newbie.
Look at the way he's driving like an old man.
Right now, with zero incentive, why would I drive fast?
Because I'm asking you to.
This is an incredible battle between these two great drivers.
Next time I'll have you.
Come on, Trent. You're just a party guy. That's why everybody likes you.
Yes, I know. I'm terrible.
No, you're not terrible. You're just who you are at this point in your life.
To be a champion, it takes more than just being quick.
You have to really believe it. I've been waiting for this my whole life.
I can beat this guy, trust me.
He's consistent, dependable.
Will he put his life on the line the day that really matters?
Welcome to the racing grudge match of the decade.
World champion Niki Lauda, trapped in a searing inferno of 800 plus degrees.
Talk to me, James.
Don't go to men who are willing to kill themselves driving in circles looking for normality.
What did your wife say when she saw your face?
She said, don't need a face to...
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the
Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free ticket at healthylivingexpo.com
and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Tonight, well, of course, we're talking about Syria and John Kerry and all the nonsense that's going on. And what are the big threats to national security? Ryan Morrow joins us again. As you know, he is the national security analyst for ClarionProject.org. They produced a couple of hit films. Some of you have actually sent in things where you saw it. Obsession, The Third Jihad, and Iranium is another one of them, too. So Ryan, by the way, also volunteered. It's worth repeating this. As a researcher for the Reform Party of Syria. Ryan, thanks for popping back on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me, to you, the most disturbing thing about what's going on with the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and the fact that he's massively flipped around his tone on Syria, and you could see that clearly in what his speech has been, what he's been saying in interviews and whatnot since this whole thing started.
Right, well, funny is that this diplomatic breakthrough happened as a result of sarcasm on John Kerry's part. He had a reporter say to him, is there anything that Bashar Assad, the dictator of Syria, can do to avoid U.S. military action? And he somewhat sarcastically said, yeah, he can give up all of his chemical weapons and do it within a week, but that's never going to happen. And he shrugged it off. And then Russia said, we think that's a good idea. And Assad said, yeah, I'm willing to go for that. And then you have this You had this breakthrough, but the Russians were also boxing us into a corner. Because according to the sources I've talked to, and this has since been confirmed, the Russians approached Bashar Assad and said, look, the world cares when you kill people with chemical weapons, but the world doesn't care if you kill people with bombs and guns and regular weapons. So we'll arm you to the teeth with conventional weapons as you give up your chemical weapon, and then you'll come out stronger.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. So that was convenient, wasn't it?
Right, it was very intelligent, and so right now, one of the things that's happening in Syria, according to the Syrian opposition sources and different sources, is that there is a cleanup operation. That it's true that Assad is going to hand over at least some of his chemical weapons, but a good portion of the stockpiles are being loaded onto Russian warships right now. There are chemical weapons that have been put in trucks filled with vegetables that are going to be going into Lebanon, and the Iraqis have denied it, but there's a report that 20 trucks carrying sensitive material went into Iraq.
Yeah, so that's not good, obviously. And then we'll hear about it somewhere, and remember, we'll see, look what's happened as a result of this. We flipped open this and kicked open this Pandora's box. To you, what is the biggest threat? We're going to talk about threats to our security, because ultimately, all roads for people listening to the show, you know it, we're looking around in our own backyards. What is the biggest threat to security here in the United States? And is it the fact of terrorism that we're seeing now, more life has been sort of breathed into Al-Qaeda because of all these crazy instability with Iraq and Africa, Pakistan, and Syria and that kind of stuff?
Right. Well, right now in Syria, because the moderate elements of the Syrian rebels were not backed from the beginning, they've been outmatched by Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood and other Islamists. And so Al-Qaeda is really revitalizing, because in Syria they're able to recruit a lot of people, get donors for their fight, get supplies, and they send their recruits there for battle experience. So Syria has basically become what the Soviet Union was in the 1980s when it invaded Afghanistan. A whole new generation of jihadists are now being trained there and getting experience. And so the most likely threat or threat to materialize to the United States does come from Al-Qaeda and from those that support the Al-Qaeda-type ideology, but we also have to recognize that there's different types of threats. You have interest groups that are loyal to the Pakistani government or to the Muslim Brotherhood that are capable and indeed succeeding in influencing U.S. policy. And then, of course, you have a nuclear-armed Iran that's very concerning. And that is really concerning because a nuclear-armed Iran with a single nuclear weapon, if it's timed correctly, could take out the United States, the entire electronic infrastructure. And so the U.S. would not be a superpower after what's called an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse attack.
Now, and do you believe, we've had people on that have said the opposite, that, oh, that, you know, that's nonsense about Iran. It is about nuclear power. That's all hype and baloney. But my sources say, oh, no, come on, give me a break. That's not at all hype and baloney. Of course, they would love to develop a nuclear weapon. So your thoughts are that's what's going on, right?
Right. When Iranian leaders say we're not developing a nuclear bomb, they're technically telling the truth, because they're actually not putting together the pieces to a bomb, because right now they're focused on creating the fuel and the missile for it. And so that's really the game of semantics that's going on. But look, according to UN inspectors, the Iranians have actually already picked out a test site for a nuclear weapon. They've worked on the nuclear trigger mechanism to create an explosion. None of that has a civilian or energy use. That's only for a nuclear weapon.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, we're seeing other things that are exploding, obviously, and some of this you've already voiced and we've already talked about. But when we look at the oil infrastructure, and this is something that we have talked about for the entire time, Ryan, that I've been doing this show, and looked at it from all different angles, how much of a threat do you think it is that there could be some kind of an attack that would just completely economically, let's say, just demolish us in the United States in a sense, and some others as well, like in Europe, with some kind of a explosive attack or whatever? Is that a real, real threat?
Oh, yes, definitely. And we've come close to it happening over in the past 2 years, actually. The Iranian regime is putting increased resources into their cyber warfare capability. And they carry out a dramatic cyber attack on the main Saudi oil company. And they were able to get into the computers and destroy a lot of them, Their objective was to shut the oil company down, which if they had done that would have been a global economic catastrophe. They were unable to do that, but they still did a lot of financial damage by destroying all of the computers. But that gives you an idea of what the Iranians are trying to accomplish. And if you look at where the oil is located in the Middle East, a lot of it's in Sunni-run countries, but the population that lives around those oil fields are Shiite. So Iran is a Shiite country, and so when they have Shiite, fellow Shiites living near those oil pipelines, it really makes it tempting for them to build a terrorist cell and take it out.
Yeah. North Korea, we see that Dennis Rodman is the only American really truly welcome in North Korea. But in all seriousness, with what's happening in North Korea, and obviously the South so precariously sitting there perched in the split, what do you think the dangers are with North Korea?
Well, there's always the danger of a miscalculation, because whenever you have all decision-making in the hands of one person, and then that one person is a crazy man, then they're inevitably going to miscalculate and the whole thing can spiral out of control. But the North Korean psychology about how to hold on to power is what's really frightening, because there are increasing signs of internal discontent within the country. A lot of the population is waking up to what's going on to the outside world, because for so long they just lived in this bubble. And so there's an increasing internal problem facing the North Korean leadership. And the way they handle those problems, they believe the best way to handle them is by confrontation with outside power. And so that's why when Kim Jong-il was preparing to hand power over to his son, every step of the way there was a confrontation with South Korea, whether it was sinking their warship or firing missiles into the sea or firing artillery onto an island. And you saw these provocations increase as that leadership shuffle was happening. So as the North Korean regime loses its grounding, you're going to see more and more of that aggressive behavior.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia right there in the hornet's nest. So what would be the danger of any kind of sectarian warfare there, especially if you look at some of their neighbors to the north and the south?
Well, there's two major conflicts happening. There's a generational conflict where you have the young population that is actually very liberal and westernized and in favor of things like women's rights. And then you have the Wahhabist cleric, the religious establishment. And the Saudi royal family is trying to balance between those two, and it's not going to be able to do that forever. So that's going to weaken the state. The second conflict that we need to be aware of is what I was mentioning before. 90% of the Saudi oil is located in the eastern province. The eastern province is 90% Shiite, and the rest of Saudi Arabia is Sunni. So what does that mean? It means that you have a minority living where the major oil resources are that don't like the current government and are predisposed, based on their religion, to Iran. And so that's why there's a lot of concern about Iran creating kind of like a Hezbollah-type force in Saudi Arabia, which they're definitely capable of doing.
All right, all the things that we've talked about, you know, we're talking about what I talk about, the concerns of the Middle East. You know that there's some people that will be listening and be like, well, you know, who cares? Why don't we just forget this whole thing with the Middle East? We got ours, they got ours, let them settle it. But there is a danger in just ignoring what's happening there, isn't there?
Right, because Al-Qaeda can establish a base in Pakistan or Yemen or wherever, and then the first thing they do is send their operatives over here. And then also the economy, as globalization increases, is very interconnected. And so if you have a pipeline blow up in Saudi Arabia, then that does tremendous damage to us. And then there goes your investments and your retirement accounts and everything else. So it's all very interconnected. But there are also Islamist forces in the United States, whether it's the American branch of the Muslim Brotherhood or an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell, or this group called Muslims of the Americas that has huge compounds around the country where they train their members in guerrilla warfare. You have all these different forces in the United States, and all it takes is just a little bit of gasoline to be put on that fire for it to explode.
Yeah, no kidding. Ryan Moore, always fun to chat with you. You give us some good little nuggets here, things to think about, and we'll have you back on again, partner. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Producer John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Wow, how quickly the time has flown. Here we are, rounding that final turn for this hour of America Tonight, anyway. And I'll tell you what, as we hit this final turn, a couple of random thoughts here. One, I got plenty of extra email on what then became, oops, the House Republicans vote to slash food stamps to cut $39 billion from the program, $39 billion. But here's the thing. Even though it passes 217 to 210, you still have to have that go through the Senate, and it doesn't look good if you're handicapping it from that point of view that it will go through the Senate. So it probably doesn't become an issue. I already said this. I got a note here from Helen, who says, Kate, I am a long-time Republican, but I have to say it makes me sad that Republicans voted this way, taking food out of the mouths of so many. I was there once in my life. I am somebody who was able to dig my way out of a terrible situation. But with small children, if I didn't have that short amount of time that I was able to have access to the food stamps, I never, ever, ever would have been able to make it and to raise these wonderful kids the way they needed to be raised. It wasn't a very long time. It was just over a year, but it took me that long to be able to finish a degree after I had lost my husband. So I think sometimes And I think you mentioned this earlier, that on face value, things look a certain way. But when you dig deeper, you realize how many stories there are out there. And that's true. For every time someone says, because somebody's lazy, that's why they can't find a job, and that's why they're on food stamps, there is that person that is just racked by some heinous situation, and they need a leg up. They need help. In this case, with SNAP, the thing is, with the Senate anyway, it doesn't, you know, it's not going to happen. And by the way, that was over a 10-year period, too, because I think some people went berserk thinking that this was going to happen just boom, you know, overnight. And that's not what it was anyway. So that's one thing. And they say that what it would do, it was eliminate loopholes that have allowed people who were ineligible to continue, you know, to receive benefits. That instead, that's what really would happen. That it would do that with their calculations. The problem is, the thing is, as I said all along, it won't go through the Senate, or the Senate won't have something that will reconcile with it. So it's kind of doubtful that this really goes anywhere. And as I said, this was random thoughts. So another random thought. The week was a rough one in Washington, D.C. The FBI painstakingly, well, this is their job, they've gone through what now has happened in the case of the shipyard, because I think the first thing that really pops into everyone's mind is, where's the security for this? You work at the shipyard, you're someone that's been there X amount of time, because a lot of the people were certainly older, and then you find out that the clearinghouse, the people who did the background checks for this, the company, did the same background checks on several other people where things had happened, including even Ed Snowden, no matter what you think of the NSA leak, or if you think, oh, thank goodness, because he revealed these terrible things that the NSA was doing in the name of supposedly the Patriot Act, or under the authority that was there. But it turns out it was much deeper. The bottom line is, too, he wasn't vetted correctly. And then the NSA tried to make up for it, figure a way to make up for it. So that was one thing that we learned, and it's not a shocker they didn't dig deep enough. The movements of Aaron Alexis and what happened, and how does he get onto the base? How does he have this shotgun? How does that happen? Well, he got onto the base as they retrace everything at 8 a.m. in the morning, and parked in a deck across from the building where he went in with the intention to harm all those people at building 197. He swiped himself into the building. He used a valid pass, because, of course, we knew he had the clearance, and entered carrying a bag. He went to the fourth floor just like that, went into a bathroom, came out with the bag, and it was unclear. They're still trying to figure this out, whether the shotgun was in the bag, but the weapon was modified at both ends, so the stock and the barrel were sawed off just a little bit, and then he just started shooting, I mean, just like that, that quickly, randomly, at people on the fourth floor with no real pattern. He was wandering the halls, he was hunting people, they say, to shoot, and then moved to the third floor, shooting anyone who crossed it in his path, went down to the lobby, shot a security guard, then took a Beretta, the semi-automatic Beretta pistol from the man that he shot, continued going up and down the building. He was focusing mainly on the third and fourth floors, had a shotgun ammunition in a pocket on the outside of his pants. When he ran out, he began shooting with a handgun. There was no evidence, because that was the other part of this, which was so crazy, that he was like a sniper, that he was on the fourth floor and he was pointing the gun down, started shooting at people, you know, from this higher atrium. Instead, they say they believed, as they traced the pattern, that he walked around the hallways that opened onto the atrium, and there wasn't any kind of a really direction or purpose that he had. There was no sign. There was no, you know, that's always the thought. They're looking for somebody. They're trying to get back at somebody. It's some kind of love quarrel. It's whatever. And there wasn't any of that there. And the people that were killed, the victims, were from all different backgrounds that were in the hallways and the offices. So the bottom line, it was a very, it really was a very random situation that he wanted to do what he did. He went in with a purpose and intent anyway, and then he randomly started hitting people who were just in his way. The response time, too, because a lot has been made about that, that 2 minutes after getting the first call, there were two units that had AR-15 semi-automatic rifles. They went there within 4 or 5 minutes. 5 to 7 were then going through the gates, and then that's when they were able to catch up with him after that, because it's always about the time. And the first responders said it was like a war zone. There was carnage, as they described it, everywhere in the building. They went past people who were asking them for help, but they had to neutralize the threat and whatnot, and it was that was just awful that he was combing the room full of cubicles and he was shooting at people. So it's that sitting duck thing, and it goes back to what if somebody had a concealed and carry weapon? Would it have made a difference? Could they have knocked him down and somebody got to him sooner? The Navy Yard gunman who was just wandering the halls, hunting people and shooting them, could they have knocked him out sooner? And the answer is, of course they could have. If somebody had a weapon, then they could have pointed at him and taken him out. How much better would that have been? And how many people could have possibly survived it? So for every argument against the gun, there's an argument on the other side of it. All right, and finally, this one last random thought. You might not have seen this. You remember Tom DeLay? Of course you do, the former Speaker of the House, who went on to Dancing with the Stars and whatnot. A Texas appeals court threw out the criminal conviction of the former U.S. House majority leader, anyway, Tom DeLay, saying there was insufficient evidence for a jury in 2010 to have found him guilty of illegally funneling money to Republican candidates. Because remember, that's what happened. He was found guilty of laundering and conspiracy to commit money laundering for helping illegally fund corporate dollars to Texas candidates in 2002. It was a 2-to-1 ruling, reversing the judgments of the trial court and then rendering the judgments of acquittal. That's officially how it's said. So that's what the deal is there. That's huge, because this has been a long, long process. His lawyer just released a statement saying that he's ecstatic, he's grateful, he's just numb, and that he's going to be able to resume his life as he once knew it, that this is it. How about that? I mean, out of the blue, all of a sudden, that ruling came down. If you have any thoughts on the show and you want to share them with me, please send me a note at americatonight.net. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this version, anyway, of America Tonight.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.